every Monday at this time, we check out the latest from Wisconsin life with essays and commentary on what makes life in Wisconsin unique. And the TV incarnation of Wisconsin life returns tonight.
You can check out Wisconsin Life tonight at 8 o'clock on Wisconsin Public Television. We'll have a link to a full schedule on the Central Time Facebook page.
Joining us now to preview the new season, from urban agriculture to paddleboard yoga, we have Andy Soth. He's a producer over on the other side of Vilas Hall at Wisconsin Public Television. Andy, thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've heard Wisconsin Life here on the radio side of things for a long time. This is the second round for the TV version. What kind of things are you hoping to accomplish on the TV side of Wisconsin Life?
Well, on the TV version, it's a little bit different. On radio, I think you hear a lot of sort of individual authors kind of giving essays. Here, we're sort of going out across the state and meeting people, showing them in their own sort of setting. And it's about kind of people and their passions, sort of interesting hobbies, or people who are really devoted to issues and causes or their work.
And we want to dive into some of what's going to be on the air tonight. You feature Milwaukee's Will Allen, a national leader in urban agriculture. And in this clip, he talks about his childhood and his path toward a life in farming.
My parents both were involved in sharecropping, and we grew up on a small farm.
While Will grew up on a farm, more and more African Americans were leaving their agricultural roots in the rural South for jobs in northern cities.
We didn't have a lot of spendable income, but the one powerful thing we always had was lots and lots of good food.
Even so, Will was eager to leave the farm behind.
So when I went away to college, decided to go to the University of Miami in Florida, where I was the first African-American athlete, I said that I would never go back to farming, and I guess you should never say never.
Sounds like a fascinating piece with a really fascinating guy. What was it like putting that piece together?
Well, it was a really great experience because, I mean, many people know Will Allen, maybe know his farm, Growing Power. But it was a wonderful experience to meet him and be able to sort of tell his story. And what was great about this was I'd done some work with him before, kind of telling more about his work with sustainable agriculture and some of the technology he's doing. But this was a bit more of his personal story and his story of growing up with parents who had been part of the great migration to the north. But fortunately, unlike a lot of African Americans who lost touch with their agricultural heritage moving north, he grew up in a farm in the suburban D.C. area. And as you see in that clip, he said that he wanted to leave. But fortunately for all of us, he's returned.
Great story. And he also does get down and dirty. We'll listen to him talk some about the worms that he works with.
I always say I like these worms because I'll give you an idea of what they do. This is a perfect example. Inside this banana, this is what they do, their food. They'll get inside that banana and they'll eat out all of this, and their waste will become the fertilizer.
Fertilizer sold at Growing Power as Milwaukee Black Gold.
And they live very harmoniously together. They're not fighting over food. They're going to enjoy the food. So, and they don't talk to you, you know. Well, they don't talk to you. They talk to me. They won't talk to you.
I love that. He feels that close connection with his worms, even. I love the Wisconsin Life pieces we have on the radio. I checked out some of the video you have online on the Wisconsin Public Television sign, and you really are painting a great picture to go along with your story. Tell us what the visual aside brings to the, like, this Will Allen story here.
Well, this is I love this piece because it's rare you're able to just use like a full clip of someone doing something. So as he's talking to the viewer, essentially, he's there digging into his worm pile and actually pulling out a rotting banana and opening up, and you're seeing these worms doing their work. I mean, it was just a wonderful moment, and I was so glad I was able to include it, and it really reveals his personality there.
And you've also got a piece on yoga, but yoga in kind of an unlikely place. Let's take a listen.
Three summers ago, I learned how to paddleboard. There was an instructor who knew I taught yoga, and she said, "Wow, Maureen, wouldn't it be great if you could teach yoga on the paddleboard?" And I thought, no, that's not possible. How could you do yoga on a paddleboard? And it kind of excited me to a sense of, well, wonder could that be done? Such a playful, fun thing to do. It was a lot easier than I thought.
And Andy, can you give us a visual here? Because I imagine, well, me paddleboarding, ending up in the water a lot, me doing yoga, which I've not done before, it sounds very rickety and unstable. Did it actually look graceful seeing this happen?
Well, Maureen Hebel, who's the yoga instructor, does indeed look very graceful. But it's true that when I went out to videotape her leading a class, that one gentleman did fall in.
Of course.
And then, of course, he contacted me saying, oh, I've got to see that video. But unfortunately, I didn't capture it.
Oh,
Andy,
no.
Did you try paddleboard yoga yourself?
I have not even been out on a paddleboard yet, though I'm planning to this year. Yeah.
You don't want to go in spring. The weather is not quite right. I think it would be a little too bracing.
Right. Well, certainly not if you're going to fall in.
Exactly.
I live by the Yahar River, and I've seen people going by already.
So are you filming or videoing probably from the shore, or are you out in a boat following them?
Well, in this case, I was I was on the shore with a telephoto lens, so we were able to get some nice close-ups and some nice evening light shots. But yeah, I think it'd be a little bit unstable trying to photograph from the paddleboard.
And speaking of water, I believe you've got a surfing piece. We don't have a clip from that one, but what do we learn about surfing on tonight's episode?
Yes, a different kind of board and a little less contemplative. This is an exciting story. It's surfing in Sheboygan, and it's done in the winter because that's when the surf is best. And what's great about this piece is, you know, technology has advanced. So we're able to use these, you know, really tiny, almost indestructible cameras. So they're attached to the surfboard. So it's really like being there. But of course, you don't have the cold water.
And we are going to be talking about that on Central Time on Wednesday. We're going to be talking with one of the surfing legends who sort of helped found the scene in Sheboygan there. So some nice crossover. We watched the piece tonight and we'll talk a little more on Wednesday.
That's awesome.
And what else do we have to look forward to in this season of Wisconsin Life? What's coming down the pipe?
Well, next week I have a piece that I produced that's about a little store in Paoli called Cluck. And it's part of this sort of growing urban chicken movement. And it tries to be the one-stop shop for all your chicken needs, both for feed and coops, but also chicken art. And chicken knickknacks and chicken books. So everything chicken is there. And that was a really fun piece to do.
Do you feel more connected to Wisconsin working on this? Because you're not only just hearing about it, you're getting out and filming it and meeting people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a great part of this job. It's the great privilege is to meet such interesting people doing fascinating things. And it's not just, you know, people who are going to be, you know, in the news or politicians. It's just people interesting, you know, living interesting lives and willing to share them with you.
I was going to say, like comparing this to doing a news package, does it feel kind of liberating in terms of the topics and the people you get to bring on the air?
Yeah, absolutely. And also in terms of the production style. I mean, you'll see in the Cluck piece that we try some new things with different special effects that are just there for fun that you certainly wouldn't be able to do in a piece about the state budget.
Now, we talked to Garrison Keillor earlier in the show today, and we were talking a little bit about what it means to be Midwestern and how it's sort of this mystery to people on the coast about what the Midwest actually is. And he was sort of saying that we should just embrace it for all that it's worth and enjoy it and celebrate it. Do you feel like doing Wisconsin Life and diving into sort of the microcultures like, you know, Cluck, for instance, that there is a sort of sense of pride and more of a sense of place about what Wisconsin is, that culture is coming into sharper focus?
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. But I also think that it's, you know, we're going beyond kind of the cliches of Wisconsin. And I think what I'm feeling is just seeing is kind of that great diversity that all fits in within Wisconsin. You know, for example, I just met on Friday a person I'm going to be doing a story about who's from the nation of Mali in Africa, but he works here as a veterinarian for one of the large dairies. So here's, you know, something we certainly associate with Wisconsin is the dairy industry, but we don't have a sense of how international and multicultural it is.
This is the second round of Wisconsin Life. As we mentioned, what's been the response from viewers so far?
It's been great. It's been great. It's been really, I don't think I've been involved in a program that had such a good reaction. I think a lot of it helps that we had this great groundwork to be partnered with radio, and that the name was already out there, so people had an association with it. But the response among our viewers, the calls, they've been really great, and it's really uplifting.
Well, Andy, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about it and sharing some of these clips with us today. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much.
We've been talking to Andy Soth, producer at Wisconsin Public Television, giving us a taste of a new season starting tonight of Wisconsin Life.